Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so, so, so loved. So today, I got a little message of hope for you. And honestly, it came at the perfect time. I believe that there are just no coincidences in life. And God is a merciful God and a hopeful God. And this actually happened yesterday. I was feeling a little down and discouraged about some things that were going on in my reality. And, you know, God was just right on time with everything. And I mean it. It was like, it felt like I was walking around with a cloud. And that's literally how I felt yesterday because of some stuff that had transpired. And then out of nowhere, I get to this location and I see a whole bunch of pigeons, you know, just a whole bunch of regular normal pigeons, and they're doing their thing. They're flying around, and I see pigeons and automatically go, oh, that's life. That's love. So that put me in a good mood. But then out of nowhere, a white pigeon that looked just like a dove. I thought it was a dove at first. It flies in out of nowhere. And it's like in this herd of all of these pigeons, these normal pigeons, and it just stood out. And right then I was like, that is a sign. That is a divine sign. One, anything that comes in the form of purity, righteousness, and white. And I mean that in an animal sense, in a spiritual sense, I automatically know that it is a gift from God. And so, of course, you know, me being spiritual, I'm like, let me look this up. What does this mean? Right off the bat, I knew it had something to do with harmony because that's what I was praying for in that moment. I was praying for harmony in my circumstances and also within my being because I was feeling as if the past couple of days, people have been trying to wage war with me. And I'm in this season where I'm like, I'm only choosing love over fear. I'm only choosing peace over war. And I'm just been putting everything in God's hand for him to deal with because I'm just at that place where, you know, if you know you create your reality, why create things that, you know, lead to chaos or destruction or affliction or things of that nature? So I've just been all about my peace and harmony these days. So then I look up what the white pigeon symbolizes, and it literally says peace. White pigeons are a symbol of peace in many religions and traditions. The white color also symbolizes peace. That is why white pigeons are seen as a symbol of peace and harmony. And so then I looked into it a little further, and it says the white birds holds a special place in many religions and cultures as a spiritual symbol. Generally, a white bird symbolizes peace, both personal peace and global peace. So some people also say that white bird is a sign of hope for what is to come. And this is based on biblical traditions. So right there, it was very aligned to my situation, and I gained just like this sense of immediate hope. And I started to kind of reroute my thinking. I just started to think in a hopeful way and going, you know, all things work to the good of those that love God. I started to say things like, all things work to my highest good. Although I may not see what's going on, although I may not know what God is doing behind the scenes, I know that he's working on my behalf. So I just have to trust in him and know that he has something better for me. Doesn't matter what is happening, doesn't matter what I think is going on, I know that the Most High got me. And so I start to get into this very hopeful energy. And when I tell you, the sun started to come out, the sky started to clear, like things just started to move rapidly in my world. And I was very blessed and thankful. Even for the moment of that it happened, it was just like, okay, I know that just this alone is a gift. This presence of this white pigeon is a gift from God. So I was very hopeful and very thankful. So then, of course, you know, I go about my day and all of that. So today I wake up, and I just woke up literally like 30 minutes ago, and I start studying the word of God, and this was literally on my study log today. So it says, thank God for his peace. Boom. This is how you know there's no coincidences. Synchronicities here all around right now. But this was all about peace. And it says, and this very loud, busy, chaotic, and stressful world that we live in a state of quietness or tranquility is very, very difficult to achieve. God offers peace as a gift to us, but we have to receive it in order for it to be manifested in our lives. God is peace, so we must commune with God to experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. When we praise him, we become filled with his peace. And so right then and there, you know, I started to praise God for his peace. I started to thank him for the peace that he had blessed me with, and even the peace that I wasn't able to consciously perceive. And in that moment earlier, I just kind of silenced my mind. I just laid there and I took a deep breath, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And I remembered that my experience, God has experienced this as with me. And so this is for His glory and for His praise. And that gave me a peace, because I knew that, you know, whatever God leads me through, whatever space He takes me to, it's for Him to get the glory in it. Because whatever I overcome, God is overcoming. And that just meant like something special to me. So it gave me this peace through my circumstances and situations to know that God got a plan, and His plan is going to be fulfilled. And so that gave me some hope and some peace. So I began to give thanks to God for those things and for some other things as well. And I did start to feel that peace within Him. It was like I start to receive that peace. And I'm a believer that God is omnipresent. He's always around. His energy is always around. Love is always around. Life is always around. Hope, joy, peace, all those things are always around, surrounding us. And when we can take a moment to breathe and basically bring those things into our being, we are then bringing God into our being, more of God within our being. And it's one of those things where you just have to consciously let those ego walls down, let those walls of ego and illusion down, and allow your heart to really lead the way, but in a spiritual sense, you know, a sanctified, a holy, pure heart. You know what I'm saying? We all got an old man, a new man somewhere in the heart. So as long as you tap into that purity form of your heart, then you know that love can really lead the way, and love is pure. So that's right there. But anyways, after I gave thanks for His peace, you know, I was just really in a better energy. And I was like, you know what, I have to share this, because I feel that right now in this current state of time, it is very easy to have your hope kind of snatched from you, where you live in this world and there's so many people that are hopeless. It's easy for them to influence you, especially if you don't have a strong foundation. And I pride myself on having a strong foundation in the Lord, but that doesn't mean I'm not human and I don't feel things. Sometimes it doesn't matter what I know or how I feel, I will feel the impacts of a negative situation, whether or not I want to. And for example, death, that is just something that hurts. You know, it's something that you really have to depend on God to help you get through, because it really, really hurts. And it hurts in a different way. It hurts in a spiritual way. But with that being said, when I go to God, I understand that everything happens for a reason, and that there is a plan and purpose in everything that He allows and brings into my experience. And you got to know God within yourself to understand this. And so knowing that God is within me, and knowing that Jesus Christ is within me, I know that God sometimes keeps me from certain things, certain people, certain places in my world, because of He's trying to keep me from hurt, harm, and danger. And where things appear as they are hurting to me, it's actually the opposite. In fact, I believe that sometimes God keeps us from certain things for the keeping of our peace, for us to remain in peace. You know, if you don't know what peace is, you won't know when you lost it. And so all I know is I'm thankful. And I began to pray for other things as well. I asked God to calm my heart and my mind, and to allow the Holy Spirit to fill me with endless peace. And I felt that He did that. And so I got a couple scriptures for you guys today, and then we're going to end this thing. But right off the bat, Isaiah 54:10, and it says, "For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, blessed be His holy name, hath thy mercy on thee." And one thing I know for sure is God's mercy endureth forever, and He is good. And this is why I praise God. This is why I serve me the Most High, because this is my life. This is my life, and His mercy has been so good to me. I got another scripture for you guys. So John 14:27 reads, and this is God talking directly to us, and it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And this is John 14:27, and that was God actually talking directly to us. And I think this is all just, it's all about that peace and understanding that covenant of peace. And one thing I've learned on my spiritual journey, you can't condemn yourself, because I really do think mind over matter. I really do believe this, and I see that in my reality a lot. If you condemn yourself, if you get into those spaces of low vibrations, you're going to see that. And when you can remain and keep the peace of the Lord, which to me, I feel like is kind of only achievable by prayer, or by a real sense of knowing that God is in control. Until you can find that peace, it's virtually impossible to like to like have harmony or have the other fruits of the spirit, because peace, God, they all kind of go together. Love goes together with that. And you kind of find that when one is missing, they're all missing. And so I do my best to get back into alignment when I feel these ways, those negative ways, because I understand that it is me being separated from God, not God being separated from me, but some form, you know, ego is a defense mechanism. So when you feel hurt or when you feel, you know, like someone's coming after you, you feel like something is happening, you revert to that kind of little mind is what I call it. The ego. And you put up your walls, your defenses to protect yourself. But one thing I've learned is you don't have to protect yourself from God. You don't. And so when you allow those to come down and you allow love to lead the way, then you just naturally walk into peace, harmony, joy, and all of those above things, you know, all of those fruits of the spirit. And that's just the beauty of this. When we seek God and we seek his peace, this is a gift from him. So the only takeaway from this podcast that you guys got to get is that peace is a gift from God, and it is offered to us, all of us. Everyone can receive peace. But basically, that is the end of this podcast. I hope it was meaningful or helpful. I know this definitely helped me because, oh, good God, there's just so much that happens in this world. And if you get attached to it, you will feel it. And I've just learned that it's better to keep thy peace. So sometimes I don't even turn on the TV. Sometimes I don't even turn on the radio. Sometimes, well, I rarely turn on the radio, but sometimes I don't even basically indulge in the activities of the world. And not to say that I'm separating myself, but in order to keep my own spiritual peace, I have to know that God is in control one way or another. And so I disconnect from everything that is outside of me and outside of God. And I just kind of dwell in that space with him to allow him to be God, because all I know is the Most High got everything under control. So that is the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. I love you. God loves you.